You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Deshaun Watson will miss 11 games. They reached an agreement yesterday, the NFL and the Players Association. 11-game suspension, $5 million fine. The $5 million will be combined with donations from the NFL and the Browns to support the prevention of sexual misconduct and assault. Watson, as you know, originally handed a 6-game ban for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy following numerous allegations of sexual assault and sexual misconduct, but the league challenged the ruling imposed by the disciplinary officer Sue L. Robinson, arguing that they wanted to suspend him indefinitely or at least for a year. Commissioner Roger Goodell, after her verdict, then appointed a New Jersey Attorney General, former Attorney General named Peter C. Harvey, who was going to review the case and issue a verdict on appeal. However, before that appeal was handed out, the two sides came to an agreement, so he will be gone for 11 weeks. The interesting thing here is he'll be eligible to return in week 13 because the Browns will have a bye week in that time span. So week 13 would be his first game, and the Browns will be facing the Houston Texans, who traded Watson away in March to the Browns. So it's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they're not sure when Tom Brady's going to come back. Yesterday, the head coach, Todd Bowles, wasn't able to give a specific date on the return. They were kind of originally saying that he'd be back right after the 20th. So to me, that sounds like the 21st, but they were very vague yesterday. Nobody seems to know when he's coming back. One of his former teammates, Antonio Brown, a few days ago, might remember TMZ, woman with a camera approaching him saying this.
Listen, people want you to come back to football.
Tell Jerry Jones to call me.
Really?
Maybe.
Yeah?
Tell your little
pink. He want to dance. Okay, if you want the production?
Yeah.
Maybe.
No.
Yeah. No. Nobody wants it. Well, Jerry Jones was finally asked about it by another TMZ person with a camera as he was coming out of a restaurant, getting into the back of a limo to head away. Here's what that sounded like.
Mr. Jones, Antonio Brown wants to play for you. Will he ever play for you?
I want to give these young guys a real chance to
make this tape.
Yep, you're going to give these young guys a chance to compete and play.
Oh, good.
So he didn't even mention Antonio Brown, but he's having none of it. We did have an exhibition game last night. Bears knocked off the Seahawks 27-12. Stephen A. Smith has a big issue with Tiger Woods, who is rallying support with the PGA golfers left on the tour. He flew into meet with them because he's not on the tour now.
Right.
Because he's just not playing every event. But he met with them trying to rally support. Rory McIlroy said the meeting went very, very well. However, Stephen A. Smith taking umbrage.
The United States government, their number two trade partner, from what I've read, is Saudi Arabia.
That is not correct.
Wrong.
That is wrong. If you go to Forbes, you'll learn that Mexico, Canada, and China are almost equal as far as trade partners with us, and that each of those three have, it's 14% is how they break it down percentage-wise. The other countries in the top 10 don't even include Saudi Arabia, Japan, Germany. Looks like United Kingdom, that'd be Great Britain, Taiwan, India, Vietnam. I think I'm missing one in here, South Korea. So they're not even in the top 10. So that is wrong. However, Stephen A. Smith does admit that right before they started First Take, he was just kind of Googling around.
A host of U.S. corporations, and I apologize, I just Googled it. I just looked it up just now. If I'm wrong about anybody, please forgive me. General Electric, AT&T, Bank of America, Halliburton Company, Pfizer International, a whole bunch of people. If I'm wrong, I apologize. It was online. Talk about these major corporations doing business. I don't know. I just said it's online, so I don't know.
Okay, so he corrects himself to say that I'm not 100% sure with what I just said, but don't hold me accountable. He did say this.
But I'm pretty sure it's safe to say it is U.S. corporations doing big business with Saudi Arabia.
And that is
fact.
It is a fact. They are. And then Stephen A. Smith would go on to say this.
I thought we were a capitalistic society. I thought competition breeds our greatness. That's what I thought. Tiger Woods is sitting there acting like the PGA should be the only game in town.
Yeah. Here's the problem, though. The problem is it's not, it's capitalism, and I get it.
Yeah.
But it's not business versus business here. It's an entire government.
Yeah.
It's an entire government going after an American business.
Right.
That's what's happening. And I'm sorry, I don't like it, and I'm with Tiger Woods on this one 100%.
Right.
Baltimore Orioles lose at home to the Cubs last night 3-2. That's not good news. New York Yankees' miserable month of August continues. They lose to the Blue Jays 9-2. The Atlanta Braves knocked off the Mets 3-2. Nice day for Albert Pujols. Hit a grand slam off the bench. Pitch hit grand slam. And then he stayed in the game and knocked in another run as the Cardinals crushed the Rockies 13-0. Red Sox, they lost to the Pirates 8-2. Dodgers lost to the Brewers 5-3. And the Nationals on the road beat the Padres 3-1. With all the firepower the Padres have, they can only score one against the Nationals pitching. That's crazy. And now, as you know, the weather is cooling off. It's getting nicer outside. Don't forget, this weekend, big weekend at Harbor Park, the Tides continue their homestand against the Durham Bulls. First pitch tonight, 7:05. And here is your fun fact. Only 20 people are known to have had or currently have hyperthymesia. Hyperthymesia.
What is that?
Now, this is something that I would say when I think of people that have minds like steel traps, not like mine. Mine's rusty, and you know, it's a steel trap in that regard.
It just closes, yeah, and then it's stuck.
Yeah. When I think of people that can recall stuff pretty quickly and can remember almost everything after just listening one time, I actually think of you. I think that I think you have that ability. But these 20 people that have hyperthymesia, it's a condition that allow them to remember every detail.
Oh, I've heard
lives.
Of that. Yeah, that sounds like total agony to me.
It does. It sounds horribly bad.
Yeah.
But they can recall every single moment.
Man, there's things I'm glad I have forgotten.
I know. Yeah. I forget stuff all the time. I already forgot what I was talking about in sports.